Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead. You have loved us and freed us from our sins by your blood. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Jesus had washed the disciples' feet, he said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, no slave is greater than his master, nor any messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you understand this, blessed are you if you do it. I am not speaking of all of you. I know those whom I have chosen, but so that the scripture may be fulfilled. The one who ate my food and raised his heel against me. From now on, I am telling you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe that I am. Amen, amen, I say to you. Whoever receives the one I sent receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. In a simple way, Jesus expressed his desire that his disciples bringing this message to everybody that they know. He's telling us, those who listen to his disciples is listen to him. And those listen to Jesus means they are listen to God the Father. In a sense, we are one family. We share the same life. We are blessed that we can have shared the life of Jesus through the Blessed Sacrament, through Eucharist. So whatever we do, not normally in the name of Jesus, is with his heart, with the heart of Jesus to love, a kind of love that is unconditional, being always first of men to love. That is love with joy, with trust. We are incapable for many things. Do our best, whatever, and trust in the hand of the Lord. That's most important. Jesus will fulfill it. The important is that open our heart, that we always be another Christ towards others. Love them as Jesus will love them. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, we love you.